To be together. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for the Heilige Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pekudei. Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. We're finally there. You know, it's 2 days of Chodesh, so really today was the last day of Adar Rishon. All of Adar is simcha, all of Adar is exciting, but Adar Sheni means We're there. I mean, we're not there, but Yasa Melech Kedvar Mamuchan. All the Mepharshim, all the Hilgas Farim bring down. Mamuchan, Milashan Hachana, Milashan, a language of preparation. That the Melech Machem Lachem, Yasa Melech Kedvar Mamuchan, the Melech Machem Lachem does for us according to our preparation. You can't just walk into Purim. You can't just walk into the Hilgi Yantiv. You gotta prepare, so. Hopefully we all started preparing already a month ago this year. Well, nice if you haven't, or haven't done enough. Mishchei Deshad Desheni. Big days. Before we begin, I just want to mention that all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Sairis, all the Brachas, everything, tonight is being sponsored by my Heilige Talmud, who's much more than Talmud, more like a son. And Seishas Chayil, Tzachzina Tanel, and Liat Abtan. I wanted to sponsor on Rosh Chodesh to say Hoydel Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasto. Just they wanted to thank the Rabbein Shalom for all that he does for them always, for all the simcha of their life, all the brach of their life, all that they've, Hashem, all that Hashem has given them. Just to say thank you, It's such a beautiful thing, you know. It's how we wake up every morning, Moida, the first word out of our mouth. So, Got to give Akar Satov constantly to the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what they want to do. And therefore, Mirat Hashem, all the Chizik, all the Torah should be big schus for them for only continued Simcha and Bracha.
Amen.
You know, when you think about Purim, you think about the Simcha of Adar, there's a lot of different directions you could go with the Simcha. But the Heiligavil Nagain and others bring down that the Iker Simcha of these days is a simcha of the rejuvenation of Kabbalah Satora, of the Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. We know the Gemara in Shabbos, Baf Peches, tells us that by the end of Purim, there was a second Kabbalah Satora. And the emphasis, if you think about it, the days with biggest simcha in the whole year are days that are connected to Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesamach Elev, Simcha Shal Torah. Yom Kippur, the Gemara in Taina says, there's no days like Yom Kippur, Mekadubav. Now it's not the time to talk about Tubav. Mirat Hashem, big Shiduchim, by everybody needs Shiduchim. But Yom Kippur is the day of Lucha Shnius. It's the day that we got the Torah. Shavuos is the day Kuli Amal Pidei that Beinon Lachem. You need to enjoy. You need to be Besimcha. Shavuos, we celebrate Torah. Kabbalah's a Torah. Simcha's Torah. And Purim is the day of Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar, a day of Kabbalah's a Torah. Kabbalah mi Ava. So undoubtedly, there's no better way to prepare than to sit and learn Torah. To connect the Torah, definitely to connect to the Torah of the Megillah and Mesechus Megillah and the story of Purim, but all Torah. I miss it's all Torah. We were Makabal all of Torah. So let's learn Torah. Yeah, this week's Parsha Pekudei is the culmination of the Mishkan, of the building of the Mishkan. A lot to talk about in a parasha that's often not spoken about. You know, it's interesting. Pekudei might be of the most least spoken about parashas in the Torah because generally, most years it's Vayakha Pekudei together. So whenever you have two parashas together, you know, you get to, how do you get far enough to talk about the second parasha? Most, you know, they stop. It's like if you look in Svarim, there's like probably mamish 10 times more Torah on Rishon than on any other Aliyahs. Obviously, with the parasha with like Chvesnes, Shakedes, Yitzchok, or something Shema, or something big in the middle of the parasha, Asar Sadibros, so that also spoken about. But like, very little on Shvi, you know, nobody gets there. So I mean, it tells us the Ein Sof of Torah, Halavai we should get there, but there's so much more, you know, you run out of time every week. Each parasha is a lifetime of learning. You run out of time. So Pekudei Vad is probably a parsha we need to learn more. We need to learn more about. The Torah tells us in Pasuk Perek Mem Pasuk Beis, the beginning of Shvi. So Shvi of Pekudei might be like, we, some of us maybe have never heard this before, you know? Shvi of Pekudei. Oh, it's Shvi. It's Shvi when they're together. Maybe it's Chamishi. It's Chamishi when, right? It's Chamishi when they're not together. This is Shvi when you have a Yaakov Pekudei together. Anyways, V'davar Shem Moshe Leimer. Shem spoke to Moshe saying, B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon, on the day of the first month, be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, takim es mishkan oil moed, you should erect the mishkan. And the obvious, very simple question is, that first word, b'yoyim, seems very out of place, and what is it even telling us? It could have just said, b'chodesh harishon, be'echad l'chodesh, in the first month, on the first day, takim es mishkan. What is b'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon, be'echad, what is that word b'yom doing there? In the day of the first month, like what is, seems very out of place, doesn't even seem to tell us anything. What is that word? We'll come back to that. But I want to tell you what happened on that day. On that day of the culmination of when the Mishkan was finally set up, was finally starting to be used. So the Gemara in Shabbos pays Zion Mabez. The Gemara says, V'yi b'chodesh rishon b'shana ha'shenis b'echad l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan Tana. We learn on this. Osa yom, that day, that biyom, Nato asara ataros. Where Zoichim take 10 crowns. Very beautiful. What were they? Rishon, it was the first Lamaisa Bereshis. We'll have to come back to that. Rishon l'Nesiyim, it was the first day for the Nesiyim. We know the Nesiyim brought their Karbanos on these days, right? The famous Nesiyim's Karbanos that we read about on Chanukah. And there's a Minog, the first 12 days of Nisan as well, to read them in Shul. That's why we have no Tachnun Ol Nisan, because that together with Pesach is Roiv of the month. So it's Rishon l'Nisan, l'Nesiyim. Rishon l'Kuhuna, it's the first day of the Kuhuna, because it was the beginning of the Mishkan. It's when the Avodah of the Kuhuna began. Rishon l'Avodah, it's the first day of Avodah of Karbanos. Rishon l'Yiridas Eish, it's the first day that Eish came down to consume the Karbanos. Rishon l'Achilas Kadosh, Kachim. First day we can eat these Karbanos. Rishon l'shchon shchina. It's the first day the Shechina was residing amongst us in such a fashion, in such a way, where it had that home. Rishon l'varech es Yisrael. It's the first day where we had Birchas Kohanim in such a way. Rishon l'isr habamos. When the Mishkan was built, the bamos became asr. You couldn't have your own mizbechos, we call the bama. And Rishon l'chadashim. That first day of Nisan is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. It was the first Rosh Chodesh, as we all know. That's where. Right, we're going to have Parshas HaChodesh by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 9 out of 10 of these make a lot of sense. If you paid attention, 9 out of 10 started on that day, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when we started the Avodah of the Mishkan. Hukam es HaMishkan. The first one on the list, the first crown of the day, Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis? What are we talking about? I mean, Pashup Shad, some say, it means that it happened on a Sunday, which it did, and we'll come back to that. But Shkoyach, that's going to be something that's so chashev because it's on a Sunday, that there's a crown, that's something like big deal. What does Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis, the crown of Maseh Bereishis, have anything to do with Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Hakamas HaMishkan? What are we talking about? Why is Maseh Bereishis part of this equation, part of this discussion? So we have to understand the Yom. We have to understand the crown of Maaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis was thousands of years prior. What's that have to do with now? So Chevra, you have to hear the Medrash Tanchuma. I'm going to develop something very special. It's based on a piece in the Siddur Shalom that I was supposed to learn. Hilul Beslan Rebbe. Chosu Yagin Aleinu. Amar Ravami, this is a Medrash on Chumash Parshas Bechukosai. Amar Ravami, Nisave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, listen to the desire of the Eibishter. Kishem sheyesh lo dira lamala, just like he resides above in heavens. Hashemayim shemayim laHashem, that's how we picture God, God in heavens. On his throne, on his Kizei HaKavod, that's how we all picture Berakia, right? But he desires, just like he resides in heaven, Shehelo kach dira lamata. He wants to have a dira. He wants to have a makom to the Shekhinah should reside lamata as well in this world. Shekachu omer l'adam harishon. So he said to Adam harishon, im zechisa, if you merit, kishem shani melech al ha'yoinim, just like I'm the king on the upper realm, kach esel scha melech atachtonim. So too, the Melech and the Tachtoinim. That's talking about Adam, that he'll be the Melech and Tachtoinim, just like I'm the Melech Alyonim. Interesting. Okay. Right, but what happened? That didn't pan out. And the Medrash continues, V'lazake and elakev and shechata silek shechinasa mimenu. So meaning he'll give him the shechina and he'll be amongst him. But ultimately we see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh shehiyeh lo kach dira lamata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh that he should have a dira in the tachtoinim. That he should be residing in the lower realm. Or similarly, a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Chevra. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says as follows, and this is really based off and continuing from this Medrash Tanchuma that we just learned in a certain sense, because the Medrash says, after we just read that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be in this lower realm, he doesn't just want to be in the upper realm. Even though he says, "Kach esse oscha melech atachtam," interesting lashon. He will make you the king on the lower realm. To Adam Arishon. I'll have to come back to that another time. Anyways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shiyeh lo kach dira lamata. But what happened? Chata Adam Arishon. Listen to the lashon in Shir HaShirim, Parakei Aleph. Chot Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon sinned. Nistalka Ashchina Lurit. So the Shchina was removed from this world where it wanted to be. Lurakia Rishon, to the first level of the sky. Chot Kayin. Kayin sinned. Nistalka Lurakia Sheni. It was removed to the second level of the sky. Chot Enosh. Nistalka Lurakia Shlishi. Enosh sinned. Went to the third level of the sky. Chot Daramabu. Nistalka Lurakia Ravi. By the Dara Mabul went to the fourth level. Chata Dara Migdol, right? Migdol Bavel, Nistalka Lurkiya Chamishi, went to the fifth level. Chata Anche Sedom, Nistalka Lurkiya Shishi. When Anche Sedom sinned, it went to the sixth level of the sky. Chata Amitzrayim, Bimei Avram, Nistalka Lurkiya Shvi, and then it went to the seventh level of the sky. And what happened? Kenegdam, listen to this, Amdu Shiva Sagdikim, Veredu Alaretz. Then seven Sadikim came into the world, and brought God back to the Tachtoinim, back to Mata, where he wants to be. Zacha Avram, Harida Mishvi L'Shishi. Avram brought Hashem one step closer, from 7 to 6. Amad Yitzchak Rida Mishishi L'Chamishi. Amad Yaakov Rida Mishishi L'Rvi. Amad Levi Rida Mervi L'Shlishi. Amad Kahas Rida Mishlishi L'Sheni. Amad Amram Rida Mishani L'Echad. Amram brought him down to the first level of the Rakia. Amad Moshe Rida L'Arts. And Moshe brought him down to Aretz. And when was that? Let's just finish this Medrash one more. I'm just skipping a little to yet. The Eimas, Shara Shechina Aleha. When did the Shechina reside upon this world? V'yom Shehukom HaMishkan. On the day that the Mishkan was erected. So what do we see, Chevra? The Medrashim are telling us something very deep and very special that we have to concretize in a very special way. And that is that the Eibishter
ultimately wants to be in this world. He created this world to reside in this world. When we sin, when we don't do it, what we do is push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of this world. He doesn't want to be here. It's not, by definition, we're not letting him into this world. In other words, in a certain sense, quote unquote, we control whether the Shekhinah is in this world or not, based on our actions. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be here. You know, people think, HaShemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, V'arz, Nassan, L'vnei Adam. This pasuk is true, right? But people wrongly understand that in the wrongly understand and think God is up in heaven. Yeah, he's watching from heaven. He's taking note from heaven. He's taking counts. He's watching if we deserve schar or oinish. The arz nasan levnei adam, and we're here in the earth. The arz nasan levnei adam, to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam here. And that's why he created each and every one of us. Because he's this avad dirib tachtoinim, like the Medrash Tanchuma says. He's desiring to be in this world. And the question is, are we living up to that? Are we bringing him into our life? Are we bringing him into this world? That was the whole purpose of Maaseh Bereishis. When he created a world and put us in this world, not to be the master of puppets from above it, but so that we then can bring him into the world. That he can as well be a part. He wants to be a dira tachtoinim. He wants to be here with us. And ultimately, that's the culmination of Maaseh Bereishis. In other words, let me explain it a little deeper in the following way. And it's really Kedushas Levi that we might have mentioned here before over the years. The Halakha Bar Ditcher is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has the Machlokes. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and the Machlokes, when was the world created? The Machlokes, when was the world created? Was the world created in Tishrei? Or was the world created in Nisan? When was the world created? So what would we all say? If you had this question, when would we all say, when was the world created? When was the world created? How do we paskin? Tishrei. Where, what's your raya? Chaim Dov, what's your raya? Excellent. Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah when it is? What do we say in our tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah? Hayoyim haras oylem. Today's the birth of the world. We all believe, and we talk about Adam Rishon being brought into the world on Rosh Hashanah. It was the sixth day of creation. That's the beginning of the world. When man was created, was Rosh Hashanah. That's how we... How could there be a...
One is Machshava, one is...
Machshava and Dibur could be. That's one derech to explain. You're right. Listen to another derech. You know, how could you say, what does it mean that the world was created? What does it mean that the world was created in Nisan if it wasn't created in Nisan? Is this all Machlokes and Metzias? Again, was the world created in Tishrei? Was the world created in Nisan? But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Machlokes and Metzias. So the Bar Ditchever explained so beautifully. The Bar Ditchever explained something so beautiful. Hey, look at Bar Ditchever. Sadiqim, we need even these kvarim protected. It's very mamish. We're davening the whole matzav in Ukraine and all the people in Ukraine, all the yidden in Ukraine. And you think these are places a lot of us were there. I was by the Berdichever. A lot of us, we were by the Berdichever. You haven't heard the name Berdichev on the news, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know where they've bombed, what they've done. I don't know. Mamish, crazy world. We need shalom. We need, you know, we Parshas Pekudei. It's a culmination of Mishkan. That's what we're talking about. People sometimes think, you know, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, these are so above us. Like, we really yearn for these things. We don't even know what they are. You know, it's hard to yearn for it. As my Rebbe, Rav Lachman, used to say, like, do we really yearn to have, like, nasal Levites and barefoot Kohanim running around on stone floors, shechting animals, blood flying everywhere? Like, really? It's not that. We don't even understand what that is. But do we not all yearn for a time of shalom, a time of simcha, a time when there's no more pain, when there's no more suffering, a time when v'hayu b'yom u'yi Hashem ha'chodesh mo'achad, when Eibishter so felt constantly, consistently? There's so much we're yearning for. And now more than ever, when you're in the middle of a war, and even though somehow, Baruch Hashem, we could live here and go on our normal day lives, and But ultimately, how could you not every moment be thinking about the people in the Yidden in Ukraine that mamish are 24/7 living in fear, running for their lives, running on Shabbos, bomb shelters. I mean, you look at the imagery, what's going on, it's scary. It's scary, and the world just stands by in ways. I mean, again, it's a lot of politics and a lot of stuff we don't understand, but one thing we do understand is the Koyach HaTefillah, and that we have to be davening very, very much so these days. But the Berditchever explains something so beautiful. You know, when you have a... I'll give you a mashal. The Wright brothers, they created the first airplane, right? So you can imagine they were working on that airplane for a while. And when they finally finished the product, they had the airplane finished. This is an excitement. They finished. They finished the product. They built, they created, they brought into the world an airplane. That's one level. But then I assume it wasn't on that first day that they finished and put in the last screw or nail or whatever it was that they actually flew, that the plane was flown. Stomach, that was, I don't know when it was, maybe a few days later, that they were waiting for the right winds or chlesnisht. And when that plane flew for the first time, there was a whole different feeling of accomplishment. Whole different feeling of simcha. Because when something's created, whatever that entity is, it's created with a purpose. When that creation is finished but it's still dormant, that's one level. But when it's ultimately fulfilled its purpose, that's the full accomplishment. So too the Berditchever explained. It comes to creation of the world. You had the creation of the world, Maisa Bereshis. And Maisa Bereshis was a world with plants, with animals, with chvesnish, with fish, with people eventually. But as we just learned in the Medrashim, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel Idir Tachtoinim, He wants, yes, He needs people, but why are those people here? To bring Him down to the world, because He wants to be here. When is the fulfillment of the purpose of creation? When we bring God into the world. When was that symbolized in the grandest of ways? When the Hukam HaMishkan. When the Mishkan was erected, which was a home for Adira B'Tachtoinim, a representation of Klal Yisrael that finally became a nation, that finally comes out of Mitzrayim as a nation, is Mekabel Torah, and says, I'm through that Torah going to bring God into this world and build a Mishkan as a symbolism of it. And that is the fulfillment of the purpose of the world. And therefore, it makes perfect sense, the Gemara Megillah, that tells us, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudah Mebeis. Oso Hayom, that day of Hakamas HaMishkan, Hoysa Simcha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a joy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivra Bo Shemayim Ba'aretz. Like the day that the world was created. Mayin Shemitah Letzartinei, why the comparison? The comparison is very simple. And that is that this was the fulfillment of purpose of life. Bringing Hashem into the world. Not just having a world where the God is above the world in Shemaim, but bringing Hashem into the world. And that's what these Medrashim are saying. And that, now we can understand, is Pshat in the Gemara on Shabbos. We have these 10 crowns that came into the world on this day, on this first day, when there was Hakamas HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was erected, Kohanim and Avoda, Nesim, all of them that make sense. And Maisa Bereishis, yes, even Maisa Bereishis. Because this was the day of the culmination of Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis took thousands of years. Yet first 6 days of creation, Shabbos, and then until Hakamas HaMishkan was on pause, till the purpose of the creation was fulfilled. And that's Hakamas HaMishkan. That's why as well, by the way, the Gemara in Brachos, Daphne, hey, Gemara in Brachos tells us, Daphne, hey, Aleph, that Bezalel, Amarav Yehuda Amarav Yodeya Bezalel Tzarif Oisios Shenivru Behen Shemayim Varet. Bezalel, who was the architect of the Mishkan, he had to know how to use the Aleph Beis and be Mitzarif the letters, to arrange the letters in a way similar to how Hashem used those letters to create Shemayim Varet. Right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Varet B'dibor with words, with the Tzarif Oisios, with an arrangement of the letters. And Bezalel had to know. Why did Bezalel have to know that? He was physically built. He was building the Mizbeach, and he was building the Shulchan. He's the builder. He has to know how Tzir of Oisios. Yeah, because Seir of Oisius was used for Maisa Bereshis. And this was the culmination of Maisa Bereshis. What does that mean for each and every one of us? It means that's our avodah in this world. Our avodah is to bring Hashem back to the world. Not to think of Hashem as a Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. To think of this godly God above us and watching us from above. No. To bring Him into every moment of our life. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem is Torah and Tefillah. Those are beautiful and important. But when I'm learning Torah, it's a Torah of Kedusha. It's a Torah that's above this world. It's Ein Sof. It's a Torah that's, when I'm learning a Mamish lost in the Yamshel Torah, Yamshel Chachma, that's Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. Tefillah, I lose myself. Hopefully, if we daven properly, I'm out of this world during Tefillah. I'm not even in. I take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward. I'm 3 steps back, a representation that I'm leaving this world and entering into the palace of King. I'm up with God during that time. I'm out of this world. What it is to daven, should forget I'm in this world when I'm davening. Those are very important avodas. But those avodas should inspire me, mekadesh me in such a way that I want to bring God then down into this world. And that means that every moment, every step I take, every word I speak, every thought I think is with Eibishter. It means I'm not just learning Torah, I'm living Torah. It means in everything that I do it in a different way. I do it like a Ben Torah. And when I do that like a Ben Torah, there's a Dira B'tach Toinim. V'asli migdash v'shachanti b'soichem. B'soich kolach v'echad. The Eibishter is in each and every one of us. And that's the Avodah. And that's the purpose of life. You know, Hashem created each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has our birthday. The Eibishter gave it. Each and every one of us has a birthday. And that day is a day where Vadim, we've told this our whole lives, a day where God decided you matter. And God decided He needs you in this world. That's beautiful. Now look in the mirror. Have you been born yet? Meaning, if there's 2 steps to creation. So the initial step, Vada, happened. Your father and your mother and Hashem brought you into this world. That's Tishrei. Has there been a Nisan? Meaning, is there a fulfillment of that creation? Has there been a fulfillment of that creation? Am I daily fulfilling the purpose of creation? And the purpose of creation, we're saying, is Leo's Dira B'tachtoinim, to bring the Eibishter into this world. This is much deeper than Ramchal, I'm not going to talk about it now, and that's a way of our Tveikus Hashem. And another time, we've spoken about that before. But for our tonight, it means Dira B'tachtoinim. And when I go to sleep every night, could I look at my day this day? And my day might have had a lot of parts to it. Part of that was learning, and part of that davening, and part of that might have been taking college courses, and part of that might have been hanging out with some friends, and part of that might have been playing some basketball, and part of that might have been going out to eat. But in every little thing that I do, was God a part of that? Was there Dira B'tachtoinim? If He was, great, I'm fulfilling my purpose, I've been born. I had not just my Tishrei birthday, but I had my Nisan birthday. I'm fulfilling the purpose of why Hashem brought me into this world. If not, I got a long way to go. Now, I read it just recently. Yidei Nafshi, Rav Judah's book. I'm sure a lot of the Chevra has read some or all of Rav Judah's book, Baderech. If you haven't, you should. It's excellent. Just is. No other way to say it. It's excellent. It's very. It's not just because I love him and he's like a brother to me. It's like, it's really, he did a great job. Yeah, I wouldn't say that just because I love him. I mean, if I didn't think it was so good, I wouldn't talk about it at all. I wouldn't say anything negative, but I actually, it's really, really just awesome. It's just such a great mix of Torah, of his thoughts, which are so beautiful, based on Torah, and great stories. He did like, just, did it the way it's supposed to be done. Not too many people can do it this way, you know. It's also tovar hashav l'chol nefesh. You know, you could be somebody that not yet so proficient in learning Gemara or Chassid or anything so well, or someone who's mamish holding in kol Torah and still gain from this. It's like, it's really shav l'chol nefesh. It's really so beautiful. Like, this book should be on the bookshelves of the mirror and the bookshelves of, I don't want to say the other place, but you know what I'm saying. Sound like it's lower, but you know what I'm saying. Maven Yavin, all the yeshivas. All the yeshivas. It could be an all. Just say it that way. All the yeshivas. Anyways. All of them. So I'm going to read first a famous story. But I'll read it from him because I read it from him recently. Rav Yitzchak Gevorker told of how he was once together with his Rebbe, Rav David Oliver. It was in the early days of Rav David's when Rav David became a Rebbe. In those days, Rav David's house, where he made a modest parnasa selling whiskey, doubled as makeshift based medrash.
Once as they were preparing to daven nates, and the holy lulliver was already wrapped in tiles and crowned in tefillin, a Gentile traveler came in. He pounded on the table and asked for a drink. Imagine the scene. You have Rav David Lulliver of Yitzchok Varka, wrapped in the tiles and tefillin, ready to daven today, Mishter. And some, Chvesnesh, the Umas Oilim, comes in. Give me a couple shots. There was no one else awake to serve the customer. So Rav David took care of it himself, measuring out the liquor and serving him with joy. Rav Yitzchok was taken aback at how his Rebbe interrupted his lofty achanas for tefillah to conduct business. Lulver turned to him. My sweetest friend, listen carefully. Bechol derechecha dei. The Rebbein Shalom desires our service to draw close to him in all of our ways. When I went to measure out the liquor, my kavana was to fulfill the mitzvah of maintaining honest measures and to give nachas ruach to Hashem. When I ran happily to serve the customer, I was running to serve Hashem as well. Here with Dov Lulver saying, David Lulver is telling us, everything that we do is avodas Hashem. It can be avodas Hashem if we do it properly. Or it can't be. And the question is, are we fulfilling that purpose? Are we looking to mamish live that? Are we looking to everything we do be connected to Hashem? Are we looking to walk around living Torah and not just learning Torah? That's Biyoyim. You know, we started with a pasuk. Biyoyim HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh. Why does it say Biyoyim? So if you look in Chazal, you look in the Gemara over there, in Shabbos, you see Biyoyim meant Biyoyim HaRishon. Meant that it was on Sunday. Why does it have to tell Sunday? Because again, it's connecting to the sun. Sunday was the first day of creation. And this is the culmination of creation. It's saying it's one and the same. This is all part of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That Ma'aseh Bereishis, my separation is not just a creation physically of the world. The culmination of that is living out the purpose and bringing God into the world. And that's the culmination of all of our lives. You know, we like to learn, I hope all of us learn halacha. We're trying to live halachic lives. The halachic man. And we learn halachas, and you may open up, and maybe you learn, how many times have we opened up the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, and we've learned Hanhagas Adam Beboker, you know, we try to start and start and start all the time. And then we decide, okay, we're going to flip Hilchos Yantav, we go through all different areas of Hilchos Yantav, and maybe you want to learn a little Hilchos Tzitzit, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Shabbos. There's one simon, one page, which is like different than every other simon in all of Shulchan Aruch in a certain sense, all of our Chaim. And this simon is like a Musar Sefer in itself. What's the title of the simon? Reish Lamed Aleph. Shekol kavanosav yu l'shem shemayim. All of your thoughts, all of your kavanas, should be l'shem shemayim. That's the simon. It's Shulchan Aruch. I'm reading it. Look, it's Rav Nevin Sol's Mishnah Berurah. I'm not tricking you. It's not. There's not some Musar Sefer, some Achshava Sefer, not some Sefer Chasidus. Listen to what it says in there. Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Aleph. Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. You read through the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing right now. Although it would be shayach. Would be Shaykh. But we'll just read a couple lines. Simin Reish Lamed Aleph, he says, Bechol derechecha deyeyu. In all your ways, I know you. All your ways, I know Hashem. All your ways, I'm going to be with Hashem. What does that mean? Amr Chachamim. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. All of your actions should be l'shem shemayim. Shafilu dvarim shoshos. If obviously, part of the day is Dvarim Shel Rishus. I mean, hopefully, none of us are involved in Averas. Of course, Ein Tzadik Bar Shelo Yechta, we fall by accident, whether it be through our typhus get the best of us, whether it's laziness, whatever it might be, and we're trying our best. Forget about Averas. Put them to the side for a minute. So we're doing mitzvahs, we're learning, we're davening, but we also need Dvarim Shel Rishus. What does it mean, Dvarim Shel Rishus? I need to eat, I need to sleep, I need to earn parnasa, whatever it might be, Dvarim Shel Rishus. But he says, listen to Allah, Shulchan Aruch, I'm reading Shulchan Aruch. Shafilu dvarim shorishos, even dvarim shorishos, kagon achila, eating, vashdiya, drinking, valicha, taking a walk, vayeshiva, sitting and relaxing, vakima, standing around talking, vatashmish, being intimate when you're married, vasicha, just talking to your friends, v'chol tzorchei guvcha, all the needs of your body, playing ball, playing hockey, I don't know, chvesnish, whatever you want to call it.
You kulam la'avoidas baracha. All of them should be la'avoidas baracha, to serve your Creator. All l'dvar magorim avadas, or something that leads to serving your Creator. All of it. You're hungry. If he says afilu hayatzame v'rav, you're thirsty, you're hungry. Im achel v'shasal anaso, you eat and drink just so you could gain pleasure, just so you enjoy it. Einam shubach, that's not praiseworthy. It's not aser. He didn't say it's aser. Einam shubach. El yiskavin shiyoich v'yisner ki chiyuso, la'avoid it boro. Your kavana should be, I'm eating and drinking so that I could be healthy, I could be strong, so that I could serve Hashem. It continues on that all of our actions should be that way. In fact, almost all these words, achila, shtia, alicha, yeshiva, kima, sicha, they all have a yud hey in there. They all have a yud hey, they all have a ka. Eibishter. Elevated all for the Eibishter.
That's what it is to have a dira b'tachtoinim. You know where Hashem's residing? Right in here. Bilvavi mishkan evda. Right in here. When we make ourselves a dira for the tachtonim, we make ourselves that Hashem has his dira b'tachtonim in us. When we bring him into our lives, that's why it was. You know, the Medrash Tanchum and Pekudei says that Moshe Rabbeinu tried and he couldn't erect the Mishkan by himself. Hashem said, just try it, I'll do it for you. Basically, Hashem erected the Mishkan. I'll do it. Just like Hashem created the world. So he's going to put up the Mishkan because this is the culmination. So he had to do it as well. That's why it was also everything, time and time again. What do you find? Time and time again. This week's Parsha, 18 times we spoke about it, the 5 minute of our last year, Ayin Shum. You can check it out if you weren't here. About the 18 vertebrae and what? Even though it's not the Parsha, the 18 vertebrae, if you remember, we had a whole science lesson last year in this from Leonardo da Vinci. But Lameisa, you could chazer on Y Torah. Lameisa, 18 times Kashit connected the 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei. Some of you ever remember this? Or okay, 18 times Kashit Tiva Shabbos Moshe. What is it saying? Everything that was made in Mishkan was like was commanded to Moshe by Hashem, meaning that was all based on Dvarim, on the Dibur of Kashit Tiva, on the commandment, because just like the world was created Asar Mamaros, so too the whole Mishkan all was created Kashit Tiva Shabbos Moshe. All based on these mamarim. Our avoid has to be to elevate everything we do to Hashem. You know, Vada, we're preparing for Purim. But Purim just prepares us for Pesach. If you don't believe me, just open up a Tainis and we're singing these days, Mishnechas Adam Arim Simcha. I and Rashi Shom. And what does Rashi say? Where's the Simcha of Mishnechas Adam Arim Simcha come from? Look there, it says, Midnisim Shel Purim U Pesach. Last time I checked, Pesach's in Nisan. Clearly, Purim and Pesach are deeply interconnected. And we see that this year more than ever. When you have a double Adar, how do you know when to celebrate Purim? Smichas Gula Lagula. So it should be next to Pesach, right? The Imre Emes says, Pesach night, you have Hallel at your Seder, right? But you ever pay attention? You have part of Hallel at the end of Magid, and then you finish Hallel later in the Seder. Pump in the middle of Hallel, Shulchan Aruch. Hallel is a time to praise Hashem and connect Hashem, to be one with Hashem. In the middle of that, we have Shulchan Aruch to show that even when I'm sitting and eating, in the most mundane activities, I could serve Hashem. I could be one with Hashem. I could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has a dira b'tachtonim. And that's ultimately the purpose of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very big matana. I was thinking about this yesod. Mamish bidiyuk, you ready? Mamish big matana. You take the gematria of ma maisa bereshis. What is maisa bereshis? Ma maisa bereshis. Which that's the Torah. A Torah shall maisa bereshis. Lashon in Shabbos, Pesach, and Beis that we read. What is maisa bereshis? 1,373. Exactly gematria. Ze tokim es mishkan. That is what it is to erect the mishkan. Ma maisa bereshis. That Tokemus, you can't make this up. It's only through Matanos. It's only, man, it's amazing. Mamish great, no? Wow. Kodesh Kedashim. Because Maisa Bereshis, the culmination of Maisa Bereshis, is that Kamas HaMishkan. But for us, what that means for you and I, until we're Zoichet to Binyan Beis HaMikdash,
is making ourselves that migdash, that dir b'tachtonim for the Eibishter. And that means v'adah, continue to learn and to daven, but living Torah every single moment. Walking with Torah every single moment. The Emes says that's what Purim is, more than any other yontif. If you really think about it, we have so many beautiful Yom Tovim all year long. And there's different, obviously there's different themes of Purim. There's so much in Purim. If you start to think about Purim, maybe it's even wrong to talk about what Purim's about, because Ad L'Yada, you're supposed to ultimately know you know nothing. Meaning the whole goal of Purim is to know you know nothing. So we're going to think we know any understanding of what Purim's about. I mean, because that's the deepest understanding and the deepest connection to God is once you hit the point where you realize, I know nothing. Because God is so big, He's so Ein Sof, that whatever I know is nothing. Doesn't mean we don't strive to understand whatever we can understand. It's still nothing in comparison to Eibishter. Because when I start to think I know something, that's when Gaiva comes in. That's when I no longer look to grow. That's when I start to question. When you know nothing. There are no questions. This is just Eibishter. You have to know you know nothing. But at the same time, we strive. We try to understand as much as we can, simultaneously knowing we know nothing. If you think about definitely one of the big themes of Purim. Purim, maybe more than any of the Yontif, is a day full of physicality, full of this world. It's a day there isn't Isser Malacha. And we have this such a focus on Suda, on eating and drinking. But be Mekadish it all to the Eibishter. But elevating it all to the Eibishter. And that's the preparation for Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2 weeks later. Because that's the culmination, ultimately, of the Mishkan. And if you think about it, what was Purim? Purim was a yontiv that started with a celebration by Achashverosh, thinking that there would no longer be Dira P'tachtainim. Right? Achashverosh miscalculated and thought the 70 years of the Nevuah was up, and it was a raya that the Beis HaMikdash would not be rebuilt. And he celebrated this party, which Hashem Yirachim, the Yidden, went to sell, and he brought out the Big Day Kahuna and brought out Caleb, and he's celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would not be rebuilt. I mean, he's celebrating, and think about this, he's celebrating that there's no longer going to be Dira B'tachtoinim. It could be up in El Yoinim. It can't be no more Dira B'tachtoinim. So how are we going to celebrate Purim? How are we going to show that he's wrong? What's the gula going to be? We're going to show there is Dira B'tachtoinim. So it makes so much sense that out of any yontiv, it's going to be yontiv that we're going to take all the physicality of the world, we're going to take everything we do, eating, drinking, being a regular day, but elevate it all B'kdusha. Elevate it all B'kdusha, and that's our Mishkan B'zman HaZeh. And that ultimately led to Binyan Bayis Sheni, by the way. A few years later, we eventually did have Binyan Bayis Sheni. And that's what's going to lead to Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. When we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Yidden by Purim did, and we again show the Eibishter, that in the meantime, I'm going to bring Dir B'tachtoinim, that I'm not just going to learn your Torah, I'm not just going to daven, I'm going to live your Torah in everything that I do, Hashem says, oh, then I want my, not just my figurative Dir B'tachtoinim inside each and every one of our hearts, but the actual Dir B'tachtoinim, with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with the Gula Shleima, Bimheira B'yameinu.